The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt fuck you.
What's up, everybody? It's a motherfucking another edition of the No Nonsense Show.
No Nonsense.
It's your boy, Jamie Mack.
And your boy, Jay Smooth, is in the building. Hey, once again, hey, I just want to say what's up to my family out there. I was about to say the Slack family. But yeah, what's up to them? You know, as well as the Smoothies, you know what I'm saying? Hey.
The Slack family is not his family, though.
I mean, it is my family, though. I mean, but Smoothie Nation, I mean, once again, baby, rise up. You know what I'm saying? Football season and shit, too.
That's what's up.
Oh, you're not boycotting the NFL?
What's up, Beyonce?
No, fuck that.
I'm not boycotting NFL this year either.
All right.
No. I'm a Falcons fan, man. I'm gonna stop hating on them. I'm gonna just, you know what I'm saying? We just
embrace
gonna
the culture.
Nah, we just gonna ride this year, man.
Hey, they did look good Friday night, though.
They did lose?
I mean, we talking that this shit don't really count. But the first half, they dominated. Kill what you got the A team in? They fucking dominated. That's what's up. The B team and the C team and the D and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
All right, respect.
That's what's up.
Hey, no, speaking of that, I feel like I'm just the opposite, man. I feel like I heard Kaepernick got offered a job and declined it.
Who?
Kaepernick.
Oh, okay. Kaepernick.
By the Broncos? Yeah. I kind of heard that story.
I don't know.
Was it the Broncos?
Did he?
Yeah.
He's stupid as fuck, nigga. That bank, a nigga about the motherfucker be coaching high school football.
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
But is he more valuable? Is he more valuable as a martyr?
Man,
or actually playing?
I ain't seen that motherfucking shit on no TV programs, no nothing. Have y'all seen? They just talking about him. I mean, he not getting paid per talk. You know what I'm saying? Like pay per click.
But he made a lot of money, though. He made a lot of money.
I mean, shit, that shit gonna be gone, nigga. He bought a lot of house, I'm sure.
That means he flipping them, right?
You don't know anything about his life at all.
I know, but I'm sure. Then, like, I think BNB, I think
that nigga bought a lot of house.
But I'm just saying. You know how niggas is when they get
real
a check.
Real estate is a lot of money.
Hold on a second. Jason, what team did he get cut from?
What team did he get cut from?
Yeah, the very last team he played for.
The very motherfucking last team that he played for was 49ers.
Okay.
49ers. They got cut from.
Yeah.
Y'all were supposed to make it that face to make him double
no,
guess.
He came too quick with that. I really thought he was going to say something different.
No, but I knew. But the thing about it is that I'm saying when a motherfucker get any black man, well, he mixed, so he ain't always black, but he black. First thing they're going to do is buy a car. Right? So he bought an expensive
car. He was raised by a white family, though.
I'm sure he paid that off.
What's the first thing you're going to do when you get out of bankruptcy?
Buy a car. So it's common. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm buying me a house.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's backwards because I should buy the house first, then go get the car.
Can you afford that the first year out of bankruptcy?
Man, hell yeah. I've been holding out, nigga. Shit.
You've been saving.
I'm shit.
Hey, look, don't pay attention to this government. He has not been saving. He's given every cent.
To these hoes. I used to say it to these bitches.
No, the bankruptcy. Oh, you can't be having extra money. They'll come get that.
Oh, yeah. They say you can't have extra money. I mean, I'm just saying.
What is
he doing to this?
Nigga, I mean, y'all heard it last motherfucking week. I told y'all where the money come from.
He on that Trump shit.
Oh, wow.
No. I mean, that too, but you know what I'm saying? Hey,
where the money come from?
Who I talk about? Like, I mean, these fucking women. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Like who?
I mean, shit. I mean, whoever, goddamn.
So you a gigolo?
I mean, I used to have one back in the day, Beyonce, called the what?
Well, don't say their names.
Called the what?
The bank.
In modern day, I had motherfucking one called what?
Well, I'm not saying.
What did I say the one called, J-Mac?
What you talking about?
Last week, who I said I had one called what?
Oh, money
bags? Back in the day was the bank. Now, today's time is money bag.
Big-ass money bags?
Yeah, bag of money. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, but I ain't have her to do me like that, though. You know what I'm saying? Because it was a lot of love for her. So I wasn't going to have her just drench me down like that.
So you paid, she paid for a lot of love.
Well, so no. do you pay in dick?
I pay, yeah. Dick coins.
Bitcoins.
He said
dick coins.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
It's out there in the ether like bitcoins.
Yeah, you got.
There's no regulations.
It's probably about as worthless as a bitcoin.
There's no regulations.
I hyped that down so fast.
I'm telling you, no, that shit's still good, though. I was reading
Which
on that
one?
Shit.
Bitcoin or Bitcoin?
Bitcoins is good, too. Bitcoin is good.
Bitcoins is not as hard as it used to be.
It
just all depends on.
I heard the prospect ain't as hard as it used to be.
Shit. Yeah, this motherfucker right here
is bear market.
Nah, hey, look. Yeah, but I mean, it's still good shit, though. It's still good shit, though, Jay. It's still good shit. It's still good shit. I had to say. I'm just saying, French. French, welcome back to the show. French,
welcome back. I mean, I don't leave. You don't
know. I'm just saying, it's another week, French. Why the fuck do you have on a jacket in the summertime?
It is hot as fuck outside.
It was raining outside.
No, listeners, I'm going to tell y'all what French told me, right? I asked French earlier, right? I said, French, why the fuck do you have a jacket on? He said, because it's raining. Nigga didn't say because. I was like, you could have got an umbrella. You know what I'm saying? You could have got something to cover yourself up. Oh, you could have just got wet.
What nigga you know put on a jacket because it was raining?
And I'm like, this nigga put on Adidas cloth jacket too. Like it's a fucking raincoat. Like it's not a raincoat. You know what I'm saying? Like, really, French?
It's waterproof though.
It's like 100 degrees outside though.
Nigga, Haitians used, not Haitians. Yeah, you from Haiti, right? Haitian. Yeah. Haitians used to getting wet anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like y'all hadn't always had umbrellas. I mean, I know your dad had money and shit, and you was a little different. Y'all had shit where you could afford, like, you know, good shit. Y'all had houses. Everybody else sleeping outside. You know what I'm saying? But you used to getting wet. You know what I'm saying? So now you done move your ass from Boston, from Haiti to Boston, from Boston to Atlanta. Now you better than everybody.
I ain't say all that. I'm just saying that, hey, it was raining. You got to put something to cover up.
Keep the same fucking energy, friend.
I'm so... That's ridiculous. But you know what? My daughter listens to the show now. Oldest daughter.
Yeah.
So she sent me a picture today. She hears how we talk about French Reggie and Too Exotic. And so she sent me a screenshot today. I just sent it to y'all in text, so y'all can look at it in your text messages. But she said this reminded her
of French.
French Reggie and Too Extreme. What is it? Too Anonymous?
Too Sweet.
Your daughter sent you that? Your daughter got jokes. I'm going to get her later.
She said, let me take us out so the background because I want everybody to see this body.
So which way y'all think is French? Hey, J-Mac, is French the front or the back?
Oh, I'm going to get her.
French, hey, looking at the half French, you might be the one in the front.
And nigga, the back hairline is too good.
Oh, it's saying too sweet. Say, hold your ass still.
Let's get bitches together. They rebranding LGBT.
Why I didn't get it, man?
So this is a gangster.
You didn't get it?
Here, look. It's in the group chat.
Oh, that motherfucker got Leaf Mobile.
Yeah, look at that, Mac.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So,
ain't that crazy?
That's gangster.
Let's get bitches together. Hey, we rebranding this shit. Well, we're not. French Reggie and
I'm not. I do not approve this message.
Too sweet. I mean, I'm just saying, French. It's okay.
Hey. Is that gay?
This picture is very gay.
But are you open to it?
No.
You don't understand? It's two friends.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like fuck
they're
the world.
Not gay. They saying they're getting bitches together. They got pistols and everything.
Yeah, but that pose is gay.
What? Like, which pose?
Both of them. Like,
all he's doing is just got his finger cocked out.
Why
like
the shirt is like halfway... Like, why is his shirt?
He's
like,
showing the bitches the six pack.
Oh, it's amazing to me, J Man. Now he's got a problem with shirts and shit. Since we talked about him talking to the dude without a shirt, you know what I'm saying? Now you worried about a nigga's shirt?
It's not about that. It's because he's hugging up on him, the other dude.
He's not.
You never been in a basketball game and walk back to the huddle and dude's like, hey, let me holler.
Yeah, context is everything. Yeah, in a basketball game, okay, understand the camaraderie.
That's not as hard as two pistols.
But when you sitting, first of all, two niggas in the same bathroom, first of all.
But they got pistols.
Two of them.
There's two niggas in one bathroom. Let's get that out.
Check myself.
And it's not a public bathroom. It's like your mom's bathroom. Like
how else are you going to get the picture? You don't got nobody else to be your photographer.
What you saying? You go to a public bathroom and do that?
No, I'm just saying.
What bathroom should they be in?
Two niggas should not be in a bathroom. That's all I'm saying.
They got to do it in front of a mirror to make the
picture.
Should
they have a tripod?
They should have never.
What you want to do? I don't understand.
They should have never took the picture in the first place.
Should it be on location in the hood?
I feel like if they brought a tripod, that's more gay. Like if you were
like a selfie stick?
I was about to say, shit, motherfucker, one of them hold a selfie stick, the nigga with the fingers on.
This is as gangster as you can make this picture look. If there were a way to make it less gangster, I can't think of it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you agree then?
I agree with that part.
You understand then?
I understand that it's two gay dudes that are gangster that are taking this picture.
Why do they think they're gay? What makes about that?
No straight guys would just take that picture and let it be out to the public.
What straight guy you know would FaceTime with a nigga that's naked?
He wasn't naked.
Half naked.
He got more
a quarter naked.
Wait a minute, hold up. Now that that's, you know, he's got more clothes on than Too Sweet did when you guys was FaceTiming each other.
True. They both have on more clothes than you and your compadre had on.
First of all, I wasn't next to Too Sweet or Too Expensive.
No, AT&T brought y'all clothes.
Let me see that. I wasn't next to him. We were FaceTiming. He was in a whole different area than I was.
What you call him, Too Naked?
No, call him his real name.
And the guy in the front is shooting a bird, too. That's gangster.
Right.
And I mean, you know what I'm saying?
With the two bent down sides, not like the whole, you know, gripped finger. He got the good castle.
So and then ain't nothing wrong with the shirt. Y'all didn't say nothing about the motherfucking Dallas wearing his shirt like that. He got a whole uniform on with his shit.
Ezekiel?
Whatever his name is, the one running the football.
I thought that was weird. I never understood why he did that.
Yeah, so I mean, you know what I'm saying? So my man probably just copying off him. It's like fashion.
Yeah, I guess, you know.
Maybe you're from Dallas.
French, you, dude, for 2018, you got to have the same energy throughout the year.
You wouldn't hang out with them niggas?
I mean, we got to have to share something in common for me.
So maybe y'all are men.
You're getting bitches. That's the whole deal, man.
We ain't getting
bitches
looking like this. I can promise you that.
But
we
you're not going to be. Bitches. You're not going to go.
We ain't getting no bitches looking like this. I can promise you that.
That's not even ready for the club. That's just getting ready. Y'all ain't even fresh out to, you know what I mean? You ain't even pulled up yet. Y'all.
We ain't getting none of that.
That nigga earring look like he got the diamond in the back.
But anyways, my nigga, nobody even asked why he was taking shots.
Why are we taking, for your birthday?
It's tomorrow, yeah.
J-Mac, happy motherfucking birthday, J-Meezy.
It's tomorrow.
I'm for early.
What you doing, man? What you doing for the birthday?
I'm doing a podcast.
Okay.
Hey, look, I'm gonna ask you a question.
I don't know.
Are you off for your birthday?
No.
Oh, still within the waiting period?
Nah, not off.
Okay. When is your birthday, tomorrow?
Yep.
We'll go
to
lunch.
You know, I was not going to take this shot because I just don't feel like it. I went out of town this weekend. Jay Smooth gave me one of them titanium pills.
No,
man.
Two.
Oh, yeah? Yo, I heard it's a new pill out right now.
But hold on. That shit got me nauseous. I don't even want to eat. Like, maybe that's the way to lose weight. I feel like shit.
That and meth.
Right. But I feel like complete. Like, everything tastes disgusting. My lunch wasn't good today.
Damn.
My dinner was all right. It's getting better. Every hour is getting better. But this weekend, I was like, I didn't finish any of my meals.
This will refresh your palate. It's like ginger.
Nah,
like
this is 1800, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like ginger. Like
sugar. This is not like ginger. This is just straight up.
It is. So like when you want to, it's like this.
The second time around,
coffee
did it work?
Coffee beans at Sephora.
The second time around, did it work, be honest?
What do you mean?
That motherfucker first time, J-Mac said he noticed he had extra nut.
Talking about the pill.
I don't remember that.
Talking about the titanium pill.
Yeah, he said, I noticed I had extra nut.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that those things work, but it's just like, ugh.
Shit, that motherfucking shit is good. I take that bitch like a vitamin. Hey, J-Mac, I read one when I was in the motherfucking store, right? And motherfucker said you had a, like you were saying that you noticed you had extra nut, but one of the packs said you motherfucking come hard.
Stop saying that.
Extra, you come hard and a lot. You know what I'm saying? I said, I don't know. Because I was asking the little motherfucker. Like, I said, I don't need no shit that's going to give me a motherfucking headache.
I had a headache too. And my eyes were bloodshot red.
Nigga, that was that devil coming out, nigga. Shit.
Did you drink alcohol with
that? It's a different motherfucking
person.
I
don't drink.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, so it's your birthday. How old? Do guys say how old?
Yeah, guys can say that, especially if
No, fuck that. It's like in podcast game, you don't tell your true age like the rap game.
So how old are you, Jay Smooth, in podcast years?
Nigga, 26. 26.
There is no way. No way.
You know what I'm saying? 26. J-Mac, how old are you, J-Mason? I'm 26. Now, you got to be older than me because you're technically older than me. So in dog years, how many?
In dog years?
How old are you, J-Mason?
Six.
Six? Okay, right. Shit. Six in dog years, that's 36.
To middle school. Because you about to go to middle school.
J-Meezy, hey, we want to say, hey, hold on, before we do it. Hey, J-Mac, I toast to many, many more birthday years, brother. You know what I'm saying? Health and wellness.
Brother.
And more brother. Podcast shows, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe about to wrestle.
And more closer companionship.
Mm, you know what
I'm saying? You want you closer, Jamie Matt?
I mean, no, we cool. We've been tight. Drink up. French. That nigga drunk out already.
Ugh. I am not feeling it today.
God damn.
Why do we punish ourselves for your birthday?
What are you talking about?
What the fuck? Who made 1800, man?
Are you serious?
Straight.
I was like, we should have one more.
No,
J-Matt.
Happy birthday, my nigga. That's it.
Yeah, nigga, that's it.
I don't fuck with that white at all.
Nigga,
white is just not for me.
If your breath stink after drinking alcohol, nigga.
Why niggas think that they got to drink dark?
I like dark.
Dark is just like better.
It's a smoother tipsy.
It's a black thing. It is.
Yeah.
Old white dudes drink bourbon and whiskey. And
yeah.
What are you talking about?
White people. I'm not talking about white people do. I'm talking about what black people do.
What do I do then? Why do I like dark better?
Oh, you like both either or because you mix.
So you gonna let him talk about you like he just talked about who?
I like liquor that's my color.
Who's you just talking about?
Uncle Ruckus?
No, somebody that was light skinned.
Him?
No, but you basically said he wasn't shit, you know, because he mixed or something.
You said I wasn't shit.
Basically, no, not you. You're talking about somebody else that had the same.
Kaepernick.
Yeah, Kaepernick. You was talking about Kaepernick.
Oh, really? That's fucked up. Well, anyway, dark is better, kid. Thank you. I agree.
Darkest.
So over the,
I think some racist shit.
What?
Dark. Still my dark liquor, boy.
Oh.
Nah, but we had a.
That's still racist.
We had a conversation that happened in another room that you guys weren't privy to. However, I don't know if you guys saw today.
Who wasn't privy to?
You guys. I don't know if you guys saw today in a Slack. I posted about the question.
Yeah, I saw that. So you mean that there was the response room, like your DMs, you mean?
Yeah, well, they sent me DMs, but I'm saying you guys weren't privy to the original conversation. There was a post on Facebook about men, women collaborations, and women were taken to the streets. Well, some women. A lot of people agree that there's this idea that women need a man to be happy. So I asked the Slack, does a woman need a man to be truly happy? Just before we even get started, just give me you guys' overview on that. What do you think about that? Truly is the key word here.
Yes. But you could be happy to an extent without, you know what I mean? If you got a bitch that treats you right and a dildo and, you know what I mean, some fucking toys and shit like that and maybe a couple strap-ons or something.
But truly happy. I'm not talking about to an extent. I'm talking about truly happy. Well, I'm talking about what most people would say is life happiness. Like succeeded. Like you've made a place in life.
Yeah, like Ellen and her chick.
So you getting divorced?
Yeah, but they, you know, I mean, what does that matter?
that matters, right?
Does that matter?
It has to matter a little bit.
I mean, everybody gets
French Reggie, in your young, infinite wisdom, what do you think?
I don't think so. I don't think they need a man.
Isn't that their first marriage? So they got to get onto the real one.
Right.
Yeah, what do you think? I don't think so.
So I didn't expect that from you, French Reggie. The shit that you talk on this show doesn't mimic that. Like what you just say right now is opposite of how you've been talking this whole time. You're the one woman guy. The women are supposed to be a certain way. The guy's supposed to be certain. It's a spirituality. You exchange souls and spirits, and
yeah.
Now you're saying
But they don't necessarily need a man to be truly happy.
So how can they be happy without a man?
I think what makes them happy at the end of the day is fulfillment. Now, does the relationship and having a man is the number one title?
I'm not talking about a boyfriend. I'm talking about somebody like a serious partner.
Like a husband, yeah.
A husband or a boyfriend.
A true partner.
Husband.
Yeah, yeah. A true partner.
Yeah.
I don't think it necessarily has to be a boyfriend, a husband, or a partner. It could be a best friend. It could be a kid. Like, I know some women that are getting up in age. They decide to just get pregnant just so they can have a kid.
Right.
And they don't give a fuck about the dad. And they tell the dad, like, it's okay. Like, I don't really need your help. I just wanted a kid. And there's a lot of women I know that have done that.
Yeah, so, but that's not what we're talking about, though.
No, I'm just saying they don't really necessarily need a man. It doesn't have to be a man. They need something to be truly happy. But it doesn't have to be a man. It could be a child. It could be a child. It could be a best friend. It could be a female partner.
But
it could
hold on. But let's talk about
a career. It could be anything.
What does society say you need?
That's society standpoint.
Well, no, hold on. But what does it say you need?
A man.
Answer the question. And what are the things that society says a woman needs to be successful?
Society says you can have anybody. That was
No, it doesn't. Society is very cold on these hoes.
Yeah, but yeah, they tell them they need to have a man. Yeah.
But not just a man, though. It's more than a man. You got to have the right man.
You got to
have 2.5 kids, white picket fence
a dog. Don't forget the dog. That's very important.
Yeah. Two of them.
But, French, you changed your shit up now.
How am I changing my shit?
He's talking about society. So what
that's
you say,
what society's saying.
I think the lonely motherfuckers, they feel like that they gotta have a man, in all honesty, right? And so what's happening is these women, they're starting to lower their fucking standards, and they're starting to accept whoever just to meet the quota and say, hey, I have a man, right? You know, it's a lot of women, and I talk to a lot of fucking women, right? And in my conversation with these motherfuckers, right, they've had some fucking losers in their life, right?
Like you.
And just a minute, I wouldn't consider myself a loser, French.
Okay.
But, you know, just to motherfucking meet the quota and say, hey, I got a fucking man. French, you were saying that, you know, granted, right, let me go back. granted, the women are more independent today, and in their mind they might say, I don't really need a man. But motherfucker, yes you do, because when you laying your lonely ass in the bed at night, you want a motherfucker beside you, right? You know what I'm saying? But and you know, you need somebody to fuck, right? You need somebody to talk to your boring, lonely ass, you know, after you get home from work and shit like that. So these motherfuckers today now realize that they need a motherfucker, man. And the older you get, the more and more they realize they need somebody, right?
Right.
You know, because you don't want to end up in life with no fucking body.
Don't want to be cat lady. Mm. That's like the stereotypical, you know, old,
do you
lonely
think,
lady with hella cats. They eat her when she fucking fall down and can't get up.
They eat her?
Yeah, they eat
yeah,
her.
Do you think, though, by you saying that, it got me to think, like, do you think it could be a generational thing? I think the women of the past probably needed a man to be truly happy. But I think the women that are coming up now... maybe a little bit different for
these
them.
These motherfuckers need somebody, dude. Please.
Are you saying?
I've talked to a lot of fucking women, and I've ran my crazy ass back to a lot of lonely broads. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? In the time of need, I was that need guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You need a motherfucker to come over. You might not, no strings attached, you know. Hey, some companionship. Hey, go out, motherfucker here, there. You know what I'm saying? Fuck me when you can. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. They need that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they need dick, but that doesn't mean...
It makes them feel complete.
Yeah,
but see,
yeah.
And the idea, because...
But that's not
reality,
happiness. We're talking about overall truly
happiness.
No, fuck
that. We're talking about they feel like they need a motherfucking person, a man in their life. The thing about it is this, French, right? Because what they realize, women are realizing more and more today that all the good men are becoming extinct. They're becoming extinct. You know what I'm saying? It's a small percentage of good motherfucking men versus the motherfucking niggas that ain't shit. It's more niggas that ain't shit like myself... I.e., you know what I'm saying, that's out there, that they'll fucking settle for.
That's very skewed, because I think a lot of niggas that
it's not skewed. You haven't lived long enough.
No, it's not even about me not living long enough. Like, for example, you. Mm-hmm. You're saying you're not an in-shape nigga, but if you meet a woman that you're really fucking with,
I'm still like,
you're
going to
be a at good... You're going to change your ways. Trust me. If you really love that girl, you're going to change your ways.
Nigga, at the end of the day, French, the roots are the roots, nigga. Hey, nigga... If a bad plant is a bad fucking plant, and that motherfucker come up out the ground, nigga, you still can't change the motherfucker. The leaves will sprout some new leaves and shit. Them motherfuckers will get rotten too. You know what I'm saying? But the roots are the motherfucking roots. What happens is ain't shit guys typically tame themselves for a period of time. You know what I'm saying? They still ain't shit. You just doing it for the moment. But that chick motherfucker act up or do something, you'll be back an ain't shit ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's just something that has to be you. That's just who you are, your brand, your everything about you. Mm-hmm. Most of them motherfucking good guys. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm just saying. I'm just keeping it real.
I can understand that, yeah.
And most motherfucking women out there, they can relate and they understand. You got the good guy, you got the shit guy.
Yeah, but I think at the end of the day, when it comes to you or any guy that's not shit, if they meet the girl that they really fall in love with, they're going to change their ways.
You try to change, but that still don't change.
If they want
to
keep her, they're going to change their ways.
Nice like this.
If you want to keep her, you're going to change your ways.
So you believe this? Once a crook is always a crook?
If you want to keep her, you're going to change your ways.
That's my question. Once a crook, always a crook?
It depends on the situation.
No. Do you believe that?
I don't believe it because it depends on the situation.
Once a crackhead, always a crackhead?
No, you can get fit.
If you put a crackhead, you
can get clean.
You can get clean, but you put a crackhead back in the environment, doesn't mean that motherfucker won't smoke no more.
Okay, let's get more focused.
Am I saying though? Am I right though?
Oh, you're so right.
I'm just saying.
100,000 trillion.
I'm just saying. These women, they fucking understand.
Okay.
They
so need how this all started was, if you guys look or listen to our other show, Music Love Life, Crystal was commenting on a post by Teron Thomas, who is one half of Rock City. I don't know if you guys know who that is, but he's a songwriter, they're artists. They're really dope. They have a lot of followers. So this particular post got a lot of likes, and it got a lot of shares, and it got a lot of comments. His comment was, "Black women, ... You are beautiful, strong, amazing, and all of the above. I want you to know we need you, just like you need us. Don't let them convince you that you don't need a man. It's a trick. They took love, family, and togetherness out of the American dream to make us feel bad when we don't own Louis Gucci boats and fly private. It's okay to be in love with a man, have some kids, raise them right, and spread love in this world. Don't independent woman yourself to a life with riches and no one to share with. Do not let material possessions be the only legacy you leave behind. By the way, this goes for men as well, but I just wanted to speak to my ladies." How do y'all feel about that?
Bravissimo.
What?
That was well said.
I'm gonna need it back, James.
Yeah, that was. I mean,
is that really like? is people really going through this?
Going through.
Like, is women really, the majority of women really thinking that way, like, oh, fuck niggas, I don't need men?
Yeah, a lot of women feel like that.
Majority, though?
I don't know about
but
the,
a lot,
the stats.
But a lot is a lot.
I think enough to say that that's a thing.
Okay.
I think there are enough women doing that to say that that's a
for us to have this conversation.
There's a thing out there that has men and women doing whatever. So, Crystal's comment to this was, and she doesn't really want to go back and forth, so I said, you know what, I do. I want to hear the different sides of it. So, right. Live room, I hope you guys are ready to start arguing. Last comment I'm making on this topic, I'm definitely not doing it on the show. She didn't want to do it with us. I'm so over this conversation with people. There aren't enough men, or at least black men, for all of us to have a loving husband. No matter how you slice it, some of us are going to be single. So for those of us that are single, and we are we supposed to sit around and be sad? Or should we live our lives to the fullest and enjoy of everything else there is to enjoy? If there were equal numbers of men to women, this argument may be valid. But realizing there aren't, there are so many amazing, beautiful single women out here that unfortunately probably won't find a man of her own. What is the answer for them? I hate how social media makes us tear each other down all the time. The truth is, people should just do what's best for them, and everyone should be cool with that. There is no right or wrong way. Teron, your wife is lucky, but there aren't a lot of Terons out there. Some women are going to have to be cool being alone or just being depressed as fuck, waiting for someone to leave their wife. I don't have time to be sad or depressed. I have a great life. I'm happy, and I'm going to continue to be. I hope other single women will too.
Yeah. Okay. So
yeah, you
so
felt
like,
that shit.
So
she
friend,
spoke her truth.
Like what I was saying. She said she hit the nail on the head. God damn it ain't another motherfucking man. So you got to fucking share a man. You know what I'm saying? Get your head out your ass. Nowadays, you know what I'm saying? Social media now, since everybody want to follow the fucking trend, share a fucking man. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? If you can't find one that's good enough, and then some of these women, they have their head so far up their ass and in the air, bring that shit back down. That's why you can't
you
get
saying?
A motherfucker.
What do you mean by in the
they,
air?
They feel like they so fucking independent that I got all of this shit, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I think that's their
motherfucker, you just
nose,
have gotten lucky.
Not their ass.
Yeah, it's their nose in the
you,
air.
You just have gotten lucky. Get your nose out your ass and out the air. You know what I'm saying? Come back down to reality and motherfucker share a fucking man.
That's silly. You're not serious. Are you joking? Are you
no,
serious?
Fuck that. I'm dead ass serious. You know what I'm saying? If y'all could share a motherfucking woman right now, you married motherfuckers, y'all would share a fucking woman. If
what do you
y'all
mean?
If
what
y'all
mean?
Wives allowed y'all.
I would share myself, you mean.
Share yourself and get another motherfucking woman. So
right.
If your wife allowed it, be honest, for you to have another motherfucking woman because she realized, you know what? Kit wakes up, let's say Kit and A-Love wakes up one morning and say, you know what? I want to bless a bitch today, right? I
want blessings.
She said, I want to bless a bitch today because I realize it's a lot of fucking single ass women out here who don't have a man. So baby, what I want to do is
it's like
I want to
adopt a hoe.
I want to share you today. I want to share you today, and from this day forward, I want to share you with a pretty bitch. Let's go pick a bitch out together. Let's go wonder shop for a bitch.
So she's involved in it.
She's involved in
well,
it.
That's yeah. not the, that's
no,
not the
no, fuck
thing.
That. You blessing a bitch that's single. Then they got no fucking body.
So she's a sister wife.
Whatever the fuck you want to have, you
okay,
want to call
so
it.
We're talking about two very different
she's things.
She's
Sister Claus. Here. She's giving Christmas in the summertime.
We're talking about two very different things. If me and my wife got a sister wife, we have a girlfriend.
Right.
So that's not the same thing as
he has a girlfriend.
Being shared. That ain't the same. I mean, it is, but it isn't.
Yeah.
You're talking, I thought what you meant was you with her one day and you with her one day and y'all.
It's the like, same thing. It's same. Whether sister wife or whatever, you still.
No,
and you splitting yourself
thing.
Up, nigga. Shit.
Because the sister wife, your wife also enjoys the sister wife.
That's not the same thing. So here's one of the comments on that comment. Black women have been tricked into believing that they don't need black men, using the word independent. That's how a lot of great successful men marry out of their race. So that, and of course, this guy has a lot of followers too. So, you know, people were thumbs up and liking it. Including Kevin Davis, who's on that show as well. But look, though, here's the thing, right? So do you feel like that's a black, this is a black thing, that black men aren't marrying black women and they're leaving them out there to dry? Or do you think this is a...
Everybody marries outside of their race.
So
I don't
you
know
don't
why
think,
it's just a black thing.
You don't think more percentage of white people are married? Statistically.
Statistically, I think more percent... Somebody brought this
no,
conversation.
Statistically, French Reggie, listen, stats, like percentage-wise.
He don't know stats.
Percentage-wise, do you think that...
Percentage-wise, do I think white people marry with each other?
They're
married with each other.
Within their own race.
They're more married than blacks.
We're not talking... No, 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 okay. What I'm saying is that the argument is do more percentage of white people marry as opposed to black people? So black people just have girlfriends and multiple ones
oh, okay.
and don't Captain Save women. and white dudes Captain Save.
White people marry. White people marry.
Because somebody, I got a friend of mine, right? She said, you know, that's what's wrong with black guys now. They so fucking stagnant, right? They don't marry. They date your ass for years. You know what I'm saying? They don't fucking marry you, which is true. You know what I'm saying? I done proposed to a few motherfuckers, right? But the thing about
How's that true then?
I mean, because, I mean, you know, it's a waiting period, you know? I just wait them out to see if they're going to still be themselves or they're going to be, they're going to change up. And then when I realize they change up, I have to get rid of them. You know what I'm saying? But you're right to that point. There are more white people that get married, I think. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And them motherfuckers will marry quick. Them motherfuckers will marry. They'll marry 3 months after knowing your ass, 6 months after knowing you get married. The family don't really trip because that's just how tradition is. Black family, you fuck around and tell them, go home and say, Mom, I'm marrying Keisha. She like you fucking.
She's trying to get your money. She
that bitch don't even know you. I mean, she using you, baby. Are you sure? Did she get pregnant?
Is that because
how you know
black,
the baby's
is
yours?
That because black mothers are really have like a secret crush on their sons because their husband is gone?
They just don't want
to
see.
No, the motherfuckers don't.
No, I'm asking a real question. I'm not trying to point fingers or stab nobody. I'm asking, do you see any evidence that black women have crushes on their sons because it's the only man in the house?
I think it's deeper than just that.
I feel like they feel rejected themselves. Like if you if you're turning on and not going with black women, then that's like something I did wrong. That you don't want.
No,
to be
but
with
I'm not talking
woman.
About the white women. I'm talking about when your black son
is about to
goes
get
and,
married
and starts trying to get a woman, get serious. Does the black mother like kind of shut it down? I'm not saying she want to fuck her son,
no.
But I'm saying she has like this connection. Like,
yeah, she don't lose.
You're
him.
My baby, and like,
so, yeah, I think there's a lot of that. But I think that for most black moms, they would be okay or more okay as long as it was a black woman.
No, but the thing
when
about
it's
it is
not.
Yeah, you're right. But the thing about it is what we're talking about in that point, what Beyonce is talking about, J Mac, is just period, just getting married. Not really white versus black, but just you. A black man come home. You came home, fucking, let's say J Mac, you 20, 21. You come home after that, mom knew you met Keisha, goddamn, A Love, right? Just say A Love. You met A Love at the first fucking month, and she's like, Mom, I think I want to marry A Love. Baby, are you sure? Because a lot of black family, like, I know when I motherfucker told a motherfucker I was going to get married, right? I'm motherfucking about to be graduating from high school. Motherfuckers, are you sure?
Well,
like, nigga, I mean.
But that's
you,
just good
sure?
advice.
You
that's
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but, black or white thing.
Yeah, but still. But a lot of motherfuckers that would
you
talk you down.
High school, nigga.
They still, but I was about to get ready to graduate. But a lot of white people, some white people get married at motherfucking out of high
yeah,
school.
Yeah, from the trailer
yeah,
park.
Yeah. But check this out. But I think it's even deeper than that. I think that plays a lot to it, what you guys are saying. But I think it's deeper all the way go back to slavery. Like, the black family thing's been broken. So we never had that example. So
man,
when,
God, I'm tired of hearing that shit. Let's move on. I don't even want to introduce that shit in there. So
I'm
how about
like,
how about
just keeping it 100?
That's not 100 though.
Wait,
that's
he,
not
he even say
but that's
energy.
Where it
that's
all starts
even,
from
no,
though.
No, man, get to how long are you going to cry?
It's not about how long we're going to cry, but you got to understand the root of where everything comes from. That's
man,
the root.
That you have not all this time you ain't got a new root yet.
I'm not talking about me specifically.
Yeah,
I'm just saying
he's not part of that.
No, it's not even about because I'm not part of that. I'm just saying in general, that's where the root
okay.
comes from and why
yes.
we have this problem
slavery.
Today.
It's slavery's fault. Okay, so look, one of our Slack members, decided to write in when I sent that message.
Right.
We had a lot of feedback. That's why I didn't put it up on the screen because it's so much. So this one asked a question that's not really related, but then I thought about it and it might be. Was going to ask if a woman if women saw a man working a good job and he was dusty and dirty, wasn't fresh, she's still judging him. Should she be judging him? So what he was really asking was, all these women that are single who are saying they can't find a man, is it because they can't find a man or because they're just choosing not to be with the men that are available?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they don't want to settle. That's what they be saying. Don't settle.
I think there's probably a little bit of both in all that. But I think that, is it really settling? I mean, what do you... If he got a good job and he's you know, works for a living.
Right.
If you are a chick and you're saying, I'm not fucking with that dude because he goes.
How many
to-
women do you know that say, man, I want me a dusty ass hardworking dude? I don't
nobody.
Care. I don't care if he's a garbage man.
Nobody.
I'd have to defer to Jay Smooth because Jay Smooth is the one always talking about. Hey, he talks to hella women and him and French Reggie. I don't talk to enough women to fucking know that. But I feel like if he was not a dumb bitch, you would be like, I don't care where he gets.
Really?
Like,
you believe that?
No,
yeah.
Shit. Bullshit. A lot of motherfuckers.
If a
lot
nigga,
of women
if,
look
if,
at...
If this nigga drive a garbage... If this nigga's rock, but you guys fucking got a $300,000 house and you drive a nice car because he's got fucking money.
Nah, I don't think he has a $300,000 house. And I don't think... I don't think most guys have a $300,000 house. I'm talking about the guys that are available.
Average.
They don't have three. They maybe have a $30,000 house. It's a HUD home that was foreclosed on, and it was a they bought the tax sale. Where you pay the taxes on it, right. And you get it. It was one of them. So I mean, the dude has a job. It's not a great job. It's a job. He has no upward mobility, but he's a guy, and he's a good dude. He's got a lot of love to give.
I thought he said he'd be making money.
Why?
I thought that's what the question said.
Well, no, but I'm saying he's dusty and dirty, but he's got a job. Like, he's not the epitome. He's not Idris Elba.
But I'm just saying that there's a lot
of
people.
He's not Michael B. Jordan. He's just a regular, like, regular working dude.
I met this Mexican dude, like, probably about a year ago. And he was not yet 40, but he was retired. Had a house out in Alpharetta that he bought and all of this shit. But anyways, he's been working since he was 14.
Right.
And he was a construction, you know what I mean? And that's what he did. He ended up.
But Jamie Mack, see, I don't want to get confused. I'm not talking about the exception to the rule, because that's not what's out here available. What I'm talking about is the guy that's available. There are guys available.
All I'm saying is that there's a lot of dirty jobs that
you're missing the point. I'm not talking about the rich nigga who worked his way from the bottom to the top. I'm talking about what the majority of available guys are out here. Because women are saying there are no guys available. That nigga is not available.
That nigga that climbs the electric pole.
He's not available. What I'm talking about is the regular dude who just got a regular job and a regular car, or maybe rides the bus. And it's just a
firefighter.
Really, is a really nice guy.
Does that fall in?
It doesn't matter what he does. You're missing the point. It's because you're looking for this status. What I'm telling you, there's no status attached to this. It's just a regular dude who's available. See, are women really going after a dude who has no status?
They're not, because what happens is, because the motherfuckers need to just flange and fake in front of their motherfucking girl. And when they ask them girl, because they'll ask you, girl, what is he like? What does he do? What kind of money does he make? You know what I'm saying? Those are fucking valid questions that they be asking their fucking friends. And so they want to just
Are they valid? Or are you? Because you first.
I'm saying they be asking them like some valid questions. You know what I'm saying?
But you talk down on them like they weren't valid.
But what I'm saying is, so what happens is they ask them questions to see, one, if you know them, and then two, what kind of job. And if it seemed like it's not a good fucking job, then they want that. Girl, do you think he going to take care of you? Or how is he going to take care of you if that motherfucker work at apartment complex and he's the motherfucking the guy that
they don't got no good fucking job. But anyway,
yeah, and then the hoes be killing me.
Apartment complex, I was just talking to somebody about that shit. Don't you get like a free fucking apartment?
Sometimes you get a free, sometimes you get discounted. I wanted just a job to be able to get the apartment. I would have worked part time as the motherfucking custodian.
Are you serious? Because
and drive a golf cart, nigga, shit.
The whole living expense that life
is living expenses. Like is a house or rent or mortgage.
I'll fuck the hell out of bitches in an apartment complex. I'd be that nigga riding through the golf cart. They'd be like, that nigga tried to. I meet a lot of the fine bitches that come in there renting apartments and be like, I'm going to see her and check on that shit. Anything you need fixed, call me.
So Toya says, there are not a lot of great available men out here. See, that's what I'm saying. I think there are a lot of great men.
They just sleep on these niggas because they think they're corny.
Their status is not what you like. I make this amount of money. I don't need no. And I'm not saying that's you, Toy, but I make this and I've been doing this. I deserve better. And their deserve word really throws a monkey wrench in it.
So the thing about it is, what's going to happen is, right? And I'm going to tell you, if y'all listen to the show, motherfucker, whenever y'all tune in, goddamn, you going to fucking wind up lonely as fuck, right? If you continue to ride. No, it's real reality,
wait a minute,
right?
Wait a minute, stop. You said if you listen to the show, you're going to end up lonely as fuck?
No, I'm saying no. I'm saying if you're live listening right now, uh-huh, or if you just fucking tuning in, if you continue to live life on that motherfucking status where you just looking for a certain type of man, you gonna motherfucking grow old by your goddamn self. You better realize, motherfucking good. See, it's just like the saying they say. You know, God sent you. He said, "Hey, Lord, I'm looking for a man." And you know what I'm saying? Somebody told a story. They said, the man on the ledge. And he said, send somebody for help. Motherfucker said, no, I'm waiting on God to motherfucker just save me. Then it said something else happened. I'm waiting on God to save. And then motherfucker, the man wind up motherfucker die and say, hey, what happened, Lord? I thought you going to save me. Nigga, I sent three motherfuckers to you. You missed the motherfucking opportunity. So what happens is this, right? Ladies, you going to miss the opportunity. Men come, hey, look. Opportunity only comes sometime once in a lifetime. It might come twice, like a nigga like Smooth, right? I might go back and knock on that door and see if I get
you
another motherfucker.
You just said you wasn't shit, though, so why would a woman want
shit.
You?
I mean, I'm not shit. And a lot of women like that.
So here's the argument.
Here's the argument
that Crystal was trying to make is that, well, I don't think that the guys out there are who I want to be with, but why the hell do I have to be with a guy to be happy? And that's where the argument comes is like, we're saying out here that there are a lot of dudes available, but their status ain't right. She's saying, I don't want no low status, no status motherfucker. I want a nigga that's about some business. And if I can't get that, cool.
She gonna live life lonely.
I'll just be.
Do you, boo. You need to be lonely. Continue with that mechanical fucking toy and bull that you got at the house. You know what I'm saying?
So we have another. And I'm not calling any names because I told some people I'd make it anonymous.
Yeah, A9.
And because I'm not naming one, I'm not going to name any of them. This person says, and this is a guy, I don't know if women can truly be happy without a man. The ones with a man appear to be happier to me. The single one will say they don't need a man to be happy until they get one. That's a valid point.
That is.
I do see a lot of happy women that are with somebody. No, and in fact, a majority of people that are outwardly unhappy are single. However, don't discredit the fact that motherfuckers smile to you when they're out in public with their husband or wife, and when they get home, it's all arguments.
It's different. It's different. That front, behind that four wall, it's like that movie with Blair Underwood, and he beating the shit out of old girl. You know what I'm saying? In public, they just seemed like they had the best of the both. You know what I'm saying? They were so happy and shit. And he get her back to the house, he was beating on and slapping on. You know what I'm talking about? Well, she was beautiful too. Well, he was about to get ready to marry. I can't think of the name of the motherfucking movie. It's one of them Tyler Perry flicks.
Don't watch those.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying. But that's just how it is. People are motherfucking, they'll act like, it's just like the chick that comes to work. Oh, my husband is so good, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And granted, there are motherfuckers out there that might be like that. But, bitch, you lying. You know what I'm saying? Yours might not be like that. Because I know a lot of motherfuckers, they'll brag, oh, my husband did this, and my husband did this, and my husband did this. Bitch, you lying. That nigga ain't doing it like that 100% of the time. He just good 100%. That nigga fucking up.
That's what you think about me. That's why you
No. I had to be honest. Be honest. I had to be totally fucking honest, right? I've been fortunate enough to be blessed with some friends that I like, have good standards, good quality, great morals and shit like that. They just got a shit of ass friend, you know what I'm saying? Who happen to love bitches. You know what I'm saying? Lots of them.
Who doesn't love bitches? I mean, you love bitches?
No, but I'm just saying.
Do you love bitches?
I'm not saying that you don't, right?
Okay.
I'm not saying that you don't.
Okay.
It's just like when we go out, right? It's like we've been out, you know what I'm saying, in a motherfucker back in the days, right?
Right.
And you look at a motherfucker chick and you like, you might say in your mind, damn, she beautiful, right? I'm outwardly saying shit like, oh my fucking God, she is fucking gorgeous. You know what I'm saying? Not taking anything away from you. And then I'm trying to act on the shit. Fuck window shopping. I need to go pick the package up and take it home with me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just saying, I got good motherfucking friends that are fucking married, been married, and be good to their fucking wife.
Smooth.
I'm just saying.
Do you think you like that because you don't live your life by certain values or principles?
Nigga, I live my life by nothing but value and principles.
He's a Christian. What are you talking about?
Okay, such as name some of those values and principles. Because you just said you ain't shit, but you said you also live your life by values and principles.
I'm honest.
Okay.
Mm. I'm saying.
Is that where you leading off with that one?
I'm very honest to these motherfuckers. It depends on the moment.
I felt like we was playing two truths and a lie.
Look,
and that was the lie.
Right off the bat.
J-Mac, I'm fucking really honest, man, to these motherfuckers.
What are the two truths?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Fucking, I'm good looking as shit. And I think that's what distracts
that's
a lot
a
of these women.
Principle.
I think this.
You being good looking is not
born,
a value.
I was born
principle.
With that shit. I was born with that.
That's cool. I'm proud of you. But I'm talking about values and principles. Like, you're willing to hurt a female for your own personal gain.
No, I don't hurt them. I don't hurt a woman. Personally,
so when
I don't
you cheat on a girl, you're not hurting that girl?
I'm not cheating on her.
How do y'all feel about this comment?
Okay.
Black women are generally more educated than black men, therefore getting better jobs. If you're looking to marry up, you may have be shorter on options. How do y'all feel about that? Because I hear that a lot. And I think there is a stat running around that black women are the highest educated person in the country.
Okay, so
the fastest growing group of people who are educated.
They should be.
Right, but how do y'all feel about that? Because
doesn't mean they're more educated because they went to school.
It doesn't mean they make more money. That's the thing. This statement makes you believe that just because a woman has graduated or has a degree, that she's making more money because she's more educated. And that's not the case.
That's not a true statement. It's not even true at all.
A lot of people spend $120,000 on college and they come to the relationship in debt like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
You come in a relationship and you got so much debt, nigga, you're never going to see the top of that debt for 20, 30 years.
And we ain't even started talking about kids.
Right.
Yeah.
We just talking about student loans.
And these bitches bringing debt to your life. And you're like, what the fuck? Like, I've been debt free.
With some kids too?
I've been working my regular ass job, but I ain't got no debt. You come to our relationship with $120,000 talking about you're more educated. And you know, we have to look down for y'all broke ass in debt motherfuckers.
It's like watch Baggage. What was it with my man that used to be on the motherfucking talk show? What was his name? That's Jerry Springer was doing Baggage. I seen that shit on TV the other day. Where the chick talk about all the baggage that she motherfucker got. You can choose or accept this motherfucker baggage and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whoever said that fucking comment, man, get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be ashamed of yourself saying shit like that, especially in the live chat. You know what I'm saying? Oh, she's motherfucking trying to say, all motherfucking women are more educated than men. That's the dumbest shit.
That's funny because the educated girls be getting played by the hood dudes like easily. I've seen that so many times.
They ain't got no street credit.
Yeah, it's like it's actually funny. Like the more educated they are, the more likely they get played.
They don't got no real credit.
Yeah, like it's kind of funny.
Them student loans, that'll fuck it up.
Yeah, so I think that when y'all continue making that comment, understand there's some more intelligent motherfuckers out there than these dumbass niggas y'all pull that on. Because if you bring $120,000 debt to our relationship, you are not
making
the
money. Yeah.
You are not pulling me up. You're looking up to me because I don't have debt. I'm in this bitch debt free, living my life. You're the one who's now we, you know, 5 years, 10 years in the past because we got to wait on you to get out of debt. And I'm having to pay off your shit while you're trying to move up in the ranks of your job. You start out in the mailroom just because you got a degree. You ain't coming in making 6 figures, 7 figures.
Hell no.
You got to work your way up. And meanwhile,
You may never make that. That's the funny thing.
My sister paid her student loans off for like 26 years.
Damn.
That's fucking ridiculous.
That's a lot of interest.
A nigga that married my sister got to wait 26 years to see some fucking daylight. And she running around, if she were that person, running around talking about,
Living my best life.
We the most educated. We got, no, the fuck you don't. You motherfuckers are in debt. And then you couldn't go to school without no Louis, without no red bottoms. So I know your credit card is ugly as fuck. So you come to my house with an ugly ass credit card. You come to my house with a whole bunch of motherfucking student loans. And because you think you got some status because you got a little degree, you try to go get you a nice ride when you get your little first job. Man, we know the game. Stop playing that bullshit.
And we still ain't started talking about kids.
And we no, and but you probably got a kid because you probably got pregnant by the nigga you was fucking.
That's how you got to go to school and do all of this because you was getting all that government assistance.
Oh wow.
You coming for that?
I don't know about that one. I just think I hear that.
I need you to keep that same energy, man.
No, I hear that statement a lot, and I don't think that they're bringing. You got it. To me, I'm a bottom line guy.
Right.
I'm a bottom line guy. I don't care how much something costs. Like, for instance, I was driving my gas car to work. My gas car was cost me about $450 a month.
Damn.
In gas.
Yeah.
So when my wife got me my new car, it cost us, because of how we do our loans and stuff, less than that.
Yeah.
We were in 400, but we were less than 450 a month. Yeah. So even though we're having to get a new loan and we're spending more money out every month, we still cut our bottom line by dollars, by tens of dollars.
Because you're saving on gas.
Because we're not having to buy the gas. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So in the end, it works out in our favor, even though we got a new expenditure. Yeah. But that's not how people come to a relationship.
They
come in,
don't know how to do math.
They ain't looking at the bottom line. Them motherfuckers looking at the top line. What can I get now? Microwave. Right. And then instant gratification.
And then what you haven't even considered is that when you sell the old ride to Jay Smooth for like 10 grand, you know what I mean?
Nigga too.
My wife is talking shit in the live room. Nigga, I don't have debt. I have debt because of you.
Ooh, you just gonna put it out.
Yeah,
like
cause she's talking shit like we got debt. No, let's keep shit real. Some dudes take care of their shit from the beginning, and some people learn to take care of shit. Okay. Right? So I'm just, let's keep it all the way at 100, 1,000.
100 and 1,000.
And 1,000.
I don't want to lose the street cred.
1 for 1,000,000.
No, listen. If you listen to the show, you know that this motherfucker pays his bills on time.
Yeah. Early.
Yeah, no. From the get-go, I meant that.
2 days early. Every time it's a due date, 2 days early at least. 1 to 2 days early.
Early. My nigga. So you get the fucking Trump scores.
She says she don't have student loans, though.
She doesn't have student loans. We're smart about student loans. We don't do student loans. If we can't pay out of pocket, that's the wrong school. That's the way I look at it. If you can't pay out of pocket, or if make less money and get financial aid, or get scholarships, or figure out a way to fund it out of your paycheck.
Chatterbait.
If you have to get a student loan, you might not be doing this thing right. Let's keep on moving.
And if you're not married, goddamn, sell some pussy.
Let's move on to these comments. Baylor the Great said he wanted his name out here. He said he wants all the smoke, and he took an 8-minute nap today, so he wants to be called out. Baylor the Great said, "Do women reflect and actually criticize themselves for not having a man?" I think they do. I think that's society's fault. We'll move on. Women consistently call men dogs, etc., but will look past a potential yet average guy and settle for the guy that would normally treat them bad. At what point do you take responsibility for your choices? Do women still have the expensive taste on a date? Why? If your favorite dish is chicken tacos, why is Benihana date more impressive?
That's a good point.
They like to feel special.
Yeah, I mean, that's
all it is. It's just like to feel special. Something to like talk about. But it goes back to what Jay Smooth was saying. They actually like ancient niggas.
Getting flowers at work.
See this.
They want to feel like they build a dude up.
And see, be honest,
take him from being an ain't shit nigga to
a real nigga that's doing the right thing. Huh. Like, that's been my problem. Like, a girl legit told me that.
I had a situation.
You started dogging him.
It's been a few years back, right, where this chick from my church, right, I usually don't fuck with motherfuckers from the church, but I decided to go against my old belief. And, you know what I'm saying, she was cute. And we was going to hang out, right? So I was like, hey, let's go out. And I said, she said, where you want to go? I said, and I couldn't really think of places. Sometimes it's hard for me to figure out where I want to go because I really don't want to spend a lot of money, right? So I'll say, hey, let's go out to the Mexican place where you normally go to, right? It seemed like Mexican place, they have be pretty cool. You get drinks and shit like that. She said, nigga, I can afford that. I'm like, and I told her. I said, wherever the fuck we go, right?
What?
Seriously. I said, wherever the fuck we go. I said, wherever the fuck we go, you should be able to afford your meal, period. And if you can't afford your meal, then you shouldn't even be on that date. You know what I'm saying? Or you shouldn't even be going there.
Really?
Yeah, that's what she told me.
Wait,
and I told her.
Who asked who out?
I asked her motherfucking out. She's, okay. You know what I'm saying? And I said, let's go out or whatever. And we try to figure out where we want to go, where we want to go to. But my thing is this, right? And I tell any motherfucking chick, right? If you can't afford the place where we go out to eat, you shouldn't even be there. And I typically go out to places where I can afford to motherfucking eat at, no matter whatever the fuck we order on the menu.
Right.
It all depends on what the fuck I want to order at that time. And you know what I'm saying? If I decide I want to order motherfucking steak, I order steak. But if I want to take your ass to Applebee's 2 for $20, you know what I'm saying? I believe in taking bras early on to reasonable places because
forever,
I might not like you.
On.
And that's most of my time I take
to
reasonable
the
places.
The thing is, you're talking too much. That's what the live room is saying.
Fuck them. So this eye show.
You're talking too much.
They type it too much.
But look, though, the thing is that you shouldn't be taking a woman out to the most expensive place, period. Like, that's just not sensible.
Yeah, she gonna play
you. It needs to be something sustainable anyway, though. If that's not your regular place, why are you taking her somewhere that's not your regular place either? You know, me and my wife go to special places, but only places when it's... We only do that when it's like a special occasion. Maybe a birthday or something like a promotion at work or get out of debt time.
So,
you know what I'm saying? Like, we'll
celebrate.
Do that. What's...
No, I want to say... I want to say to be honest. Just listening to you talk, you say special place, right? And me, like I told you, I'm just a cheap motherfucker, right? I talked to a chick motherfucker last week, and I said, look, I said, I want to come by. I want to see your beautiful face, right? That bro texted me back, said, I don't know what's up, if it's just modern day and shit. And she's the owner of a fucking restaurant, right? A soul food restaurant. And she said, do motherfuckers not ask a chick out on a date anymore? I'm like, fuck that. If I can fuck you without going out,
yeah,
we don't have to go out.
Have everybody
don't know that?
Have you had relationships where you don't go anywhere with the person, you just come to their house at night?
At TV.
Yeah. But she should know that.
How do you rank those relationships at 1 to 10?
They're actually better.
Nigga, those 10.
Because you got an understanding.
Those are always 10 to me.
Yeah, because you got a true understanding.
You don't always have an understanding. I mean,
yeah,
that understanding
is somebody catch feelings, but that's about it.
So is that having a man? Does that woman have a man?
No.
Yeah. Yes. If it's a regular.
Yeah. She can have me in rotation. I don't give a fuck.
No. I'm saying
she don't got a man.
Would she be considered as having a man? No. You being her man. I mean, you go to her house often, like more than once a week, like four times a week.
Yeah.
But y'all don't ever go anywhere because it's late. Because you know what I'm saying? You busy all day. You working all day.
Yeah.
But you got to make time for her. But by the time you get there, it's so late. Y'all just only have, it just turns out you only have time to have sex.
I love those shits. I love those shits because I've had a few of those where I took motherfuckers to the wing place, to motherfucking JR Crickets, because shit is motherfucking closed. And I'm like, baby, this date, this is time that we're spending together.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you have to cherish this shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Waffle House. I done took a bride to Waffle House. I'm like, it's only shit up. Waffle House got some good ass food late at night.
Waffle House is disgusting.
Fuck that, nigga.
Yeah.
Their steaks are fucking delicious.
I've fucking never delicious. Got a steak.
$10, nigga. You get a salad. You get a salad, hash brown, and a motherfucking T-bone, nigga. That bitch might be motherfucking thin, paper thin, but T-bone, nigga.
All right, so next one is, to answer my question, which was, can a woman be truly happy without a man? This person, this is a woman, she says, not necessarily truly happy, but waking up to someone every morning does make it better. Being able to have someone to be intimate with without having to worry about who he is with makes it great as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I also enjoy not having to check in, and I can get up and go whenever I want to. So I think she's saying, as a woman who's successful without a man, she's saying she likes to have her freedom. But then at the same time, it feels good to wake up next to somebody. So can a woman be truly happy? What do you say to her? Because it sounds like she's would be only truly happy with a man.
Yeah. That's what that sounded like. Because you could, because no one's saying that you can't be with a man and still be able to go. I mean, there's girls' trips. There's, you know what I mean? You can go, you can still do shit. And you can do shit with your man.
It's a lot of niggas that don't let their girl, they don't want their girl doing shit.
Those just niggas are insecure.
Yeah, I mean, but reality is, it's a lot of niggas like that. It's motherfuckers in the Slack room that's got probably niggas that's like that. I'm just saying, you doubt it, but I don't doubt shit.
I thought I was going to push my wife's button. I didn't push it. She didn't get mad. So I have to admit that I had my bad debt period too. When I was in my early 20s, I did my negative debt thing. But I worked my way out of that, and I'm hoping that all you guys can too. Next comment is, I don't think a woman has to have a man to truly be happy. It's a woman. However, in order to do that, I do believe the woman has to know herself, be comfortable with herself, and be comfortable being alone. If you don't develop yourself as an individual, you just adapt to who you are with. When or if things don't work out, usually those types of people get depressed because they don't have their own life to continue with. True happiness comes from yourself.
That's
right. It's your own responsibility, not someone else's. I've been alone for years, and I've been in a relationship for years. I am happy either way.
Hey, that ain't somebody that's motherfucking married.
Why you say that?
No, I take that back. That's somebody that's married.
Why you
that
say
motherfucker
that?
That wrote that. They wrote that shit out, and them motherfuckers is happy. See, they can talk shit like
so
that.
So they're happy. They may not be married. They're happy, though.
They're happy now because they got a motherfucking man.
Okay.
Lonely motherfuckers in the Slack ain't writing like that.
Okay.
Their shit has all been one sentence. Well, I said they don't have time to write that shit out, nigga. This the frustration is real.
That person proved the point I was trying to make. Like, you can be happy without a man. Like, you can truly be happy without.
Let me ask
a
you
man.
A question, French. Can you be happy without a woman?
I don't think so. I think it's different for us.
No, no, fuck that. Can you be happy without a woman?
I said no.
He said
he don't think so.
Well, see, society's idea though is a dude that's single and out there. He's the most eligible bachelor. You never hear a woman is the most eligible bachelorette. That's not a thing.
Yeah,
the dude is supposed to be, you know, like virile and like I'm out here. I'm doing it. I'm strong. I'm like this. By myself, I can do all this by myself.
I still can fuck young bitches.
Now here come huddle under my cover,
right?
And woman, you know what I'm saying? Right. And that's the idea. So men don't get the same judgment
from society standards. Yeah, right. You're right. Yeah, but naturally speaking, I think men actually need women.
You think men need women?
Yeah, to truly be happy.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So here's another. This is another woman. Fuck. So I just found out that I have an evaporator. Now this one wasn't actually a after I asked the question in the public room. I said, "Hey, send me DMs."
Right.
This person put this in the public room.
Okay.
And so I decided to add it because someone. This is what someone said as a comment to him. I'm gonna read the comment first.
Okay.
You feeding into their topic with this, so I was like, I gotta use this one. Her comment was "fuck." So I just found out that I have an evaporator core leak in my car, which causes my air conditioning to go out. The bad thing is the box is sitting behind the dash. Fuck. Yep, I need a full time dude.
When it's time for some shit to get fixed.
Yep.
Somebody's fucking ass to get kicked. You know, any of that shit, you looking for a dude.
Okay, next one. This is from a woman as well.
Chicks don't want to mow the grass.
No, this is from a woman as well. Yes, women need a man to make them happy. I can tell you that by all these Facebook posts from women still not married, trying to confirm their self-worth, even though they're single constantly. Whoa.
Shots.
Whoa, woman. It shouldn't matter, but it does. The only women that I can think of be truly happy without a man are divorced women.
They're happy because they're not with that.
Because they're getting money from that dude. Divorce is a graduation to the fact that you were good enough for someone to marry. Oh, I get it. You were good enough for someone to marry, but you choose not to deal with that shit that comes with it. Women want to feel like they are good enough to be committed to. Not all, but definitely most. So you know what? We're having a resounding women need a man. These are from women and men.
I like in each one, I find a lot of truth in. Just like that last one. I think that, you know, a divorced woman, you know, is...
She's got some credibility.
Right. She's got some stripes.
Like, I did that shit.
Right. I've been there and done that. Maybe it didn't stick, nigga, but you never even been there. You like, right. You in the G League.
Right.
I got a 10-day contract at least.
All right, so let's get one more. Does a woman have to have a man to truly be happy? I believe a woman needs a man to be truly happy. We are a community social group of people. There will always be outliers who will be happy alone, but in the majority of the this social contract, a woman needs a man. Does a woman have to have a man to be truly happy? Hell nah. From fuckboys, scammers, download mama boys, I can't see how a man would even be able to bring a woman happiness if men don't see women as equals in the first place. If a woman can do bad by herself, so can also do good, happy by herself as well.
Where's some kid?
Nope. That's,
that one kid?
No.
Fuck, I was trying to guess who all these motherfuckers were.
So,
that was a man.
So,
I like that.
I think that I agree with that as well, just to an extent that we are a communal society that we, you know, I think we prefer by nature to be around each other and interact. And it's a source of energy just by nature. And so I think that's something we want to do. And I think that if you can find a way to do that with anybody, whether it's another woman, if you're a female, or a dude, I think it's the same thing. I think that you can find happiness because you're still going to be interacting. You're still going to have that interaction. And again, you know what I mean? You get you a strap on, you know what I mean? One of those ones.
It's not the same.
The lush.
The next one. I know where you're going. I don't believe a woman can only, this is from a woman. I don't believe a woman can only truly be happy with a man. A man does not determine your happiness. That man could be an asshole, a dickhead, cheater, and a liar. Nope, she can't be happy. However, there are definite perks to having a loving man around, i.e. taking the car to the shop, assisting financially, have your personal maintenance man, and let's not forget sex on a regular. Find your own happiness and make sure the man you are with makes you happy as well. It's a win-win. So, again, I keep hearing people say, they pretend like they're like, no, you don't need a man, but then they go through the list of all the reasons why having a man is fucking awesome.
Listen, and if you read that list, what on there doesn't scream slave? You just read them again. There's none of that stuff. That's exactly what happened to slaves.
You for shit.
Yeah. Niggas had to clean up and do shit around the house, and then when the motherfucking master wanted to fuck, you fucked.
Right.
That's what they said.
Why do you feel like you need your woman? Your woman, not a woman.
Say that again, though?
Why do you, like, for men, the opposite? Like,
you said that. That's not my point. I didn't say that I think men necessarily need a woman. Okay.
Yeah, you did say that.
I know, I did say it. I do believe that, though.
Okay, the next one, it says, I think it depends on what stage in your life. In different stages, we need different things. I think we just need companionship as humans and sex. You don't need one man in your life to achieve that, so not necessarily.
Kind of what I was just saying.
That's a thought.
That's from a woman.
Oh, okay.
I mean, again, I think if you get companionship and it's on a level that, you know what I mean, you can feel.
That's from a chick said, nigga, I love multiple dicks.
Right. So let's see here. There's one last one. This one was a little longer, so they wrote it in email form, so I haven't read this one yet. So on behalf of the slightly selfish and hardworking, understanding how important the role of companionship and intimacy is in regards to the happiness of a hot-blooded woman is fairly easy, but I don't think that a woman has to have a man to truly be happy. Wow, that was one sentence. I don't even know what that means. There are too many women with different wants, comma, personal drive, comma, responsibilities and focus to think including a man in the equation will solidify or guarantee them happiness. A woman's happiness can be fulfilled by many. I'm trying to read it in one breath. Each sentence.
Like Eminem fucking lyrics.
A woman's happiness can be fulfilled by many other things they choose to occupy their time with that could bring them joy. It may be hard to imagine, but not all women are afraid of being single. Some enjoy it and even find it peaceful. Some women may be afraid of the wife challenge or just afraid of being in a situation they can't easily get out of if they feel the heat would word to Al Pacino or have simply grown into a selfish state because they work too hard. God damn.
So there was no comments.
Hold on, I'm not done, man. So in all, I do honestly think having a loving, supportive man should help a woman's happiness reach top tier levels, but if she doesn't find the right one, her happiness should not be hindered.
Bars. Nigga, drink some water, nigga.
Smoothie Nation. Hashtag Smoothie Nation.
Oh shit.
Hey, shout out.
So this is
that was the longest three sentences I've heard in my life.
Fucking run on sentences and shit. No, I think that you just because they said they were a smoothie, now I feel like I just fucked me
attack
up.
It.
Yeah, I mean, I was
going to attack it. Don't fucking attack it. Nigga, just speak from your heart, nigga, on some real shit that you were going to speak from, J-Man. Don't do me like that.
Don't do
me like that, nigga. Just speak like you was gonna fucking speak, nigga.
Don't do him like that.
He mean he was gonna go in for the mere fact because it was a smoothie, not for the statement that they're making. Fuck the long run on sentence. What you talking about, nigga? There's a point behind all of that.
What was the point?
You tell me first. You said, nigga.
So look, after an hour, after 45 minutes of talking about this, how has your position changed? I want to go around the room again. Jimmy Mac, we can start with you. So now, do you feel like a woman needs a man to truly be happy? Do you agree with... Most of the people said yes. They try to play it off with the little prequel of, they prefaced it with, I don't think a man necessarily needs to be in a woman's life for her to be happy. But, however, you know what I'm saying? They prefaced it with some...
Like to have it as well. Yeah.
Right. But what it ended up being was, but yeah, they kind of do need to be with a man to be happy. So how do you feel about, after all of that, and everybody pretty much agreeing with the original statement, how do you feel about it?
I mean, if we have to put it in absolutes, I'm going to say they're going to need some sort of a male figure in their life, whether it's a strap-on or fucking vibrator or something.
Nigga, they can't talk to that shit.
I'm just saying, but if they got someone else that they can talk to that, you know what I'm saying, don't got that. I think I think that's possible. I think that, so are you saying that there's no true happy lesbians? I mean, is that
no what happy what?
Lesbians.
Some people would say no, actually. Actually, and
I don't believe
I've heard the argument that
that's that real toxic masculinity right now, if we believe that.
That real what? Toxic what?
I'm not even going to say it.
What's called? Masculinity? What do you say? Masculinity?
Masculine.
What'd you say?
Masculine.
Masculinity.
Like that nigga fucked up Revelations.
Revelations. So look, you're saying that that's toxic masculinity by saying that
there's no lesbian that's truly happy.
Okay. So,
What does that mean? Can you translate for me?
It means like you think being a male is that powerful? Like it's too much. Like women can't do nothing without the male presence.
So bottom of the line, what you guys are saying, all you guys are Christians too. Bottom line, what you guys are saying is that even though it's been taught to us through scripture or the book or whatever, women or men don't necessarily need to walk that path for true happiness or success. That's all bullshit. I'm a half Christian. Is that what you're saying? I need y'all to really, you know what I'm saying? Like, what do y'all, so you got to stand on something.
Yeah.
Because what you're giving me is this dildos and diaphragms and whatever this shit is.
Exactly.
I want you to just be real. If you're a Christian,
right,
I need you to denounce that and say, well, I don't agree with that. So you agree with the Bible then?
I don't denounce, you know, females being together at all.
Jim, somebody in the Slack said even a stud want to be accepted by a man.
Damn. Oh, just can't wait.
I think so. That, I mean, because I think if nothing else,
damn,
she want to be in the dick club, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like she want to.
But she got to be accepted by dudes.
Right, right. So, you know, if you ever met a stud that was like, treat it like one.
Keep
of the
it
guys.
Real, man. Come on, man. Tell me what's, you know what up, man. Tell me what's
she
up.
She was truly happy.
Keep it real. Tell me what's up. Does a woman need a man to be happy? Truly happy. Is it not part of the? Is it not part of her path down this life? This life thing.
There's too many. There's too many addendums that they can get out there. Be. I mean, what do you want me to say, man?
I want you to just tell me what your truth is.
I think that God don't got no problem with female on female shit. I don't think that's gay.
But you're still making it seem like she needs something, someone. So,
well, she is, because the fingers will get old, the tongue will get old. They're gonna want something that...
J-Mac, in the Garden of Eve, nigga, was not a dildo.
They had eggplants.
It was a man.
They had eggplants.
It was a garden.
Nigga, was an apple and a man.
It was a garden.
You know what I'm saying?
It was a snake, though. Snakes can be used as...
That's like a dick.
Is it?
Close enough. Experience.
You feel like it's
J-Mac, so
you feel like it feels similar?
Hey, French, go ahead.
When it comes to truly happy, I guess they do need that man. They do need a man. But
you're such a fucking follower.
Because really the real answer is it's very situational. It just depends. It just depends, really. Because some women can really be happy without a man. But if we're really going for that term truly, want to keep it black and white, I got to go with they need a man.
Okay, hey, nigga, your right eyebrow like the head of an arrow. Did you be arching your eyebrows?
No. I had that cut when I was a kid, and it just won't grow.
Was that during the robbery / kidnapping attempt?
Nah, it was just
accident.
Okay, so Samuel, what do you think?
I think, like I said, man, I think fucking women need a man. You know what I'm saying? They got to.
Do you think that they're pretending they're just miserable without a guy?
They are, man. Be honest. I'm gonna tell you, it's a lot. I say that all the time. I be telling my sister, I say it's a lot of fucking single miserable-ass women at the motherfucking house. And in reality is today, because of the independence today, women, they just so independent that they say that they don't need a man, but you really fucking do. But you're unhappy.
But to me, that's something different. I think that's part of a societal thing, that they feel like society deems
That's what we're talking about.
I know, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you... So... I think that there's different societies and they have different viewpoints on this. And I think that it's
Nigga,
not,
the secret society is saying the same thing. You need a man.
Nah, I know. But I'm just saying that if you don't give a fuck about what society says or what others say, then I think you can be.
That
I
means you're going to be spending the rest of your life lonely.
Here we go. Now, see, this is the real talk, Jimmy Mac. So what Jake Smooth been talking about is such bullshit. Friends Reggie kind of went over to that side. The thing is like, why the fuck do you care what society thinks?
Right.
All the women out here who are listening to this or who are watching this, why do you give a fuck what society thinks about who you should be and what you should be doing in your life? Why are you going to allow someone else to determine for you what happiness is, what success is? As we've talked about on the show many times, success is not a dollar amount. It's not a look. Success is kind of what you make it. Mm-hmm. Happiness is definitely what you make it.
But the thing about
it's all perspective.
But the thing, and to, that might be a valid point, be honest, but reality is this, right? The motherfuckers hear that shit, and it all makes perfectly fucking good scientific sense, right? But reality is this. They fucking girlfriends go out, and they hang out with their girlfriend. Their girlfriend tell them how good their man is. They gonna hang out with another girlfriend. She tell them how good her man is. And this one is going back to the fucking house saying, I'm lonely as fuck.
It's
but she's the one that's the most successful out of all her fucking friends. But she going back to her empty net house.
Jay Smooth, when you eat wings, you like ranch, right?
Not all the time.
Do you like ranch, J-Man?
Yes. I do like ranch, but I don't eat all the time.
You want to be difficult and shit. Jimmy Mac, do you like ranch?
Yes.
Does it make the wing more delicious?
Yes.
I completely fucking disagree. However, you're happy with your ranch. Yes. In fact, you're happier.
And I love some blue cheese, too.
I'm happier without blue cheese or ranch. I want my wing with the sauce on it as it is. Mm. We're both eating wings. Right. We're both satisfied. We're both happy.
But you don't give a fuck about his wings. You just worry about your wings.
That's the problem, though. See, what you're worried about is those girlfriends you're going out with. What I'm saying is, the more women listen to that bullshit and pay attention to that shit, that'll be the same thing like dudes be out here worried about, oh, I don't make enough money for a woman to want to... Fuck that shit.
It's like me, right? It's like
man,
me.
Fuck that shit.
It's like me, right? If I worried about what my friends thought about me, then I'd have been married a long time ago, right? It says, Smooth, you should be married.
Are you flipping sides?
No,
now?
No. I'm just saying. No, because I'm doing what I want to do,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think he wasn't talking about him. He was talking about the women.
I'm talking about the motherfucking women, but I'm just saying me. I do what the fuck I want to do. Yeah. And man, if I want to be a thot nigga till I'm 130, I just be a thot.
You won't live that.
Toya, would you rather be single? You said we would rather be single than with a dickhead like Smooth. No.
She's fucking lying.
I don't think that's
lying.
I don't think that's the truth either, Toya. I think that there are women who would be happy with a dickhead like Smooth.
Absolutely.
Because they think they could fix him.
No, it's not about fixing.
Maybe shout out to Smoothie Nation.
Maybe that's just what makes them happy. Like the whole idea that Smooth is a fuck up so nobody wants to be with him is ridiculous.
But the thing about it is, be honest, what none of these fucking women want to realize, right? They're real motherfucking men out there like me that they don't tell you the shit that Smooth tell you. I'm telling you straight up I'm a dickhead. And they're ladies in the fucking slack,
that's
ladies
not,
in the life.
That's not admirable.
It's not. But it's reality. We talk about reality.
You're trying to get some points for that.
No, I don't want points, Rich, because I'm not fucking anybody in the live, in the slack or whatever. I don't give a fuck about none of the motherfuckers. But the thing about it is this. Give you reality. I give you fucking reality, right? You gonna fucking wind up, if you can be so fucking independent, right? Uh-huh. You'll spend the rest of your fucking life single, or you'll be spending the rest of your life running up against some dicks like me.
Stand by. The problem is you think there's a problem with them being single their whole life. That's what
I don't. I said they need a man.
That's what I'm saying. They don't. It does. It's not a bad thing to be single. If you have no, it's not.
Why?
If you have relationships in your life, friends, family, you may go on an occasional date here or there. You have kids or a dog or whatever. You're getting the human companionship you need. Exactly. So then all you have to do is get the other side of your financial stuff right. And then who says you're not successful? Being with a man in a real relationship does not make you like, oh, that's the last chip I needed. Now I got all the chips.
No, but
it's not necessary.
It does. You do find some sense of fulfillment and wholeness when you had that man. It's like this, right? You can hang out with your motherfucking friends and they all going back home to their man or they whoever, and you going back to that empty ass fucking house by your goddamn
self. All he's saying is you could be happy either way. You could be happy with the man or without the man.
No, most of these motherfuckers, they want a man. That's bullshit.
Okay, see, that's the thing. For the women who want a man, yes, you're going to need a man to be happy.
Yeah.
But there are some women like Crystal who's saying,
I want a man, but I don't think that a man is realistic for me right now, or maybe ever, but definitely right now it's not realistic. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go out here and find other things to make me happy. I'm going to invest in my other relationships with my family, with my friends. There may be guy friends, there may be girlfriends.
I bet you she ain't stop fucking.
That doesn't mean she needs a man,
bro. But she don't need a man to fuck. She can fuck without having a boyfriend. She can be some nigga that she knows.
It's still a man. I'm not talking about that. That's
not a relationship. That's not a need. That's just a want.
You're misunderstanding. A woman can go get a dick and that's nothing. I'm talking about you need a husband or you need a real boyfriend to be in your life for you to be happy or successful. That's bullshit. That's another one of those things they put on here saying that all guys got to be tall and all guys got to make this amount of money and got to drive this kind of car. Dudes have a way of saying fuck that shit. Women have not yet figured out how to say fuck that shit, but I think that they're finally getting to the point where they're like, fuck that. I don't need this dickhead to be happy. What?
So, but that last sentence, does it go with when I said it might be a generational thing? I was like, I feel like the girls my age, they don't give a fuck about us at all.
These are grown-ass women saying fuck this.
Okay. So girls, they're all catching up.
Girls your age don't know what the fuck they don't know their pussy from their asshole.
They don't give a fuck about us.
They don't know their pussy from their asshole.
I'm gonna tell you, be honest. What you're saying, be honest, to that point, the motherfuckers that are saying this shit talking about they rather be motherfucking without a man and shit like these are the motherfuckers that are damaged goods, right? They ain't in a relationship no more. You know what I'm saying? And shit like that. So that's just fucking reality. It is. They've been hurt so much, they'd rather be by their motherfucking self. Fuck that. I mean, just because you go to McDonald's, they had the hamburgers at that one, don't mean all of them out. Try the next one.
That sounds weird, though, because you're a big part of the reason why most of them are damaged, right? But you're like, well,
fuck it. Nigga, it started in the beginning, in the garden.
That's like the VA not trying to give
veterans benefits. So you never got to take responsibility.
You gotta take responsibility.
You say you're honest. I take
full responsibility.
Okay then.
The NFL and concussions. You know what I mean? You gotta own that shit. Like you can't.
I do.
All right. So because you seems like you're mad at them.
I'm not.
You know what I mean? Like they're
issues.
I'm
there for them when they need me.
Do you need a wife to be happy?
Nope.
Why not? Tell me. Let's change direction.
But you say that
hold
every
on,
year.
Hold
though,
on
you,
one second.
You're gonna get married.
Hold on, Jimmy, man. Hold on. French Red. I mean, Jay Smooth. Tell me why you don't need a woman to be happy.
No, wife. You said wife.
Okay, wife.
I don't need a motherfucking wife to be happy. I've been happy for a lot of years without one, and it's been working out of my
favor. Do you consider yourself successful without one?
Yep.
Why?
I mean, because, shit, I mean, you know, there. Now, don't get me wrong, there are benefits to motherfucking having a wife.
No, go straight to the answer. Go straight to the answer.
Yeah, tell me why you're successful without having a wife.
I mean, because, motherfucking, I don't have the necessary motherfucking headaches that a motherfucking wife could give you on a motherfucking daily basis.
No, but tell me the positive reasons. You're giving me all these negative shit. Tell me why you're successful and you don't need a wife to do that.
Oh, because I get an opportunity to do whatever the fuck I want. Go when I want. I mean, just peace.
Success.
When I want to have
peace. We're
talking
about success.
A wife is
not
a parent.
Why are you able to be
successful? Because I can focus. Like, when you have somebody like that, right, you have to think of others, right? You have to think of others. If I decide that I want to stay at work all day and motherfucking work, I can work and have that level of success at work and I don't have to worry about it.
Just work. What about the rest of your life? What about the companionship, friendship type stuff?
I get that with women, a lot of them. And I don't have to deal with that one that I might get tired of.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So stop right there. Because you just said exactly what I've been saying. A woman doesn't need to have a husband or a live-in boyfriend for success. You're doing it just fine.
Absolutely. But listen. What I said is a woman needs a man.
Right. We got that part.
I said... You need a man. You ain't going through the rest of his life. All these motherfuckers talking about they ain't gotta have a man.
You don't need a woman. Oh, you just don't need a husband.
But to your point, they're saying, no, these motherfuckers, I'd rather be by myself and single with no fucking body. I ain't doing nothing.
Saying.
No, I'm not saying that. I'd be by myself, but I'm fucking lots of women.
When they say single and by myself, they're not saying they're not fucking. Yeah. They're saying they don't have a boyfriend. Man.
Most of these motherfuckers in here, they're slack, if y'all motherfuckers, y'all talking about being single, not fucking, right?
No.
Okay, cool. They're saying single and fucking.
I don't think they're saying that.
Everybody's gonna be fucking.
I think you're just reading it wrong because
I'm gonna tell you, all these motherfucking women be holding that pussy out and they talking about I'm gonna close the shop up.
I think that's a you thing.
No, I'm telling you, J-Mac, they're not gonna be.
He's all the
these
only
women
one running through that.
All these women are not gonna motherfucking close them legs and not fuck.
No, you're saying
and
that.
And if they are, it's not gonna be for the rest of their life. It's only for a period of time.
So, ladies in the live room right now, we only got a couple more minutes because we want to get done before an hour and 30. But please, please tell J Smoove that when you say you'll be alone by yourself, you're not saying you're not fucking. You're not saying you're not going on dates. You're just saying you don't have a husband or you don't have a permanent steady thing. Right. You're still going to be a woman and have sex and go out on dates, right? Tell me if I'm wrong in the live room while we're wrapping this up.
That just makes sense. I mean, only J Smoove would think that that's not what they're talking about. Like, because again, his experience is that they've, you know, all born again virgins when they start fucking with that nigga.
No, I've never said that. One thing, J Mac, I think I've always said, nigga, I don't want a fucking virgin. I want a bitch that's been fucked.
Whoa, let me say this. If you're not in Slack, this is the time to join Slack because Twin said, let me see.
She's gonna comment.
Shut up, J Smoove. She said, time to call you out on your BS, Smoove. Then she says, stay tuned, Slack members. It's time to go in on him. So, whoa. Yeah, so everybody's saying that I'm correct. Everybody's saying I'm right. They're not saying they're not ever going to use their pussy again. That's why do you think that?
Well, that's Toya. She knows she going to use her pussy. I mean, I'm just saying. But the rest of the motherfucker probably holding out.
Listeners, make sure you listen to the disclaimer at the beginning of this show. I don't agree with what he said. However, the point is that you made the point yourself. I got you to make the point for me.
Yes.
You don't need a woman to be successful. You have many outlets for success, and it doesn't require you being married or with a woman long term to get that. The thing about it is it doesn't require the same thing for women. Women can be highly successful without a man. That's what every woman needs to understand, though. Don't let these IG posts and these Facebook posts confuse you and throw you off and the post from Tehran saying that, you know, we're supposed to be together. That's the way what the fuck is supposed to be? You know how much shit is not what we thought it was?
A lot.
All of it.
Yeah.
All of it. That whole religion shit about that. Come on, man. All of it.
He always goes back to that.
Always.
Because, no. I think that this relationship, marriage, man and woman thing, a lot came from religion. That.
Okay.
But all them Catholic fucking priests, they just busted. They don't believe that.
Did you see that? That's ridiculous, yeah. Right? Like, yeah. It's amazing. And those are just the reported ones.
Right.
It's amazing how many little kids have been raped.
In this country. Let's think about them all over the world.
And the Catholic Church is hiding it. Not just smacking hands. Literally moving the Catholic priests to other parishes or to other places.
Condoning that shit somehow. You know what I mean? Basically.
Firing them, saying, hey, but let's not talk about why they got fired. Like, we don't want to ruin his life. We don't want to make the church look bad. This shit is ridiculous. Hundreds of thousands of kids have been raped by Catholic priests. Anyway, back to the conversation at hand. The thing is that I feel really bad for the people who make those posts. And then my friend, like Crystal, who then has to explain herself and sound like the mad woman. You know what I'm saying? Oh, she's just a mad chick because she ain't got no man. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. You don't need a man to be successful. I would like for you to be with a man if it makes you happy. But if you have a way to be successful without a man, that's cool too. Why did you breathe hard?
Because you brought Crystal back up, and I just remembered her initial post, and it was like, you know, like you can't, you know, fuck with a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what?
So you want some elitism shit, okay, on niggas.
What's wrong with that? It's her life.
I'm just saying, though. You know what I'm saying?
No, if she don't want to date no motherfucking garbage truck worker, fuck him, and he got to get somebody else.
It's because of his job.
Yes, I'm not dating a Walmart worker. I've said it a million times. Well, okay. I am too good in my life right now to go there. That's just, no offense to Walmart workers, we're just not on the same level.
I think that's just a little bit, you know, I think if he's, you know, he might have a pension. This nigga, you know what I'm saying?
So that's not, I need more than a pension. This nigga. I request more than a pension. And Crystal shouldn't settle for
what
that either.
What if this nigga just got his CDLs and he's making, you know, pretty good money?
Holler at me when you get that retirement plan in place, partner. No shit. I don't disrespect that idea. Why would Crystal, who has had a company since I've known her, she's owned her own company, why would she say, you know what? I can date this dude who just started his career. He's, you know.
Why the fuck not?
Because she doesn't
have to. Because you haven't even gone and met this person. This person is not their fucking job.
Yeah. It doesn't define who you are at all.
Yeah, it defines what your life's going to be like for the next 10 years while they're building. It absolutely does.
That aspect of their life, sure.
Here's the thing, right?
You already
got to have the wall built. I don't need to build a whole new wall. Let me just come stack some bricks.
Nah, nigga, you're not stacking fast enough from my side. Like, I've been stacking too long. She doesn't deserve to have to go. Twin been building her career for years.
Yeah, she did.
She's been getting promotions, enough to the point where this nigga decided to call her money bags. I think that's a good thing, Twin, but not the way he said it. I think you're doing your thing, and that's awesome.
Keep getting them checks.
So then why then should Twin say, you know what, this guy, he just started
See, You're fucking rigging this shit. Now you're putting Jay Smooth as the example, and I have no argument.
I wasn't. Jay Smooth has a good job.
I know, but I'm just saying, that's irregardless.
I mean, he ain't got no twin job, but he got a good job.
Who the fuck say Twin got a good job, man? Twin,
I
do.
I say Twin got a good job.
That's my little money bag.
I say Twin got a good job.
Fuck that money bag, boo. Hey, daddy coming home to roost.
But he,
all I'm saying is Crystal should not feel bad for wanting a specific kind of guy. She's worked long enough and hard enough to get a specific kind of guy.
That specific kind of guy is what's going to make her happy.
And that's like, her happiness, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like just like with kids, you know what I mean? You get hungry enough, you'll eat.
See, you're just male chauvinist now.
You get hungry enough, you eat.
You pretended for this whole hour and a half some kids, that you were in the middle and, you know, it's no big
some
deal.
Some kids got...
This is the real you.
Picky...
Talk your shit.
Some kids got picky appetites, right? And they're like, oh, I don't want to eat this and don't eat that. Don't feed them. I bet. Next time you break out that
I
shit.
I don't think so. Nah. I never liked squash, ever. Nah. And if you had fed me squash, I'd have starved.
No, you wouldn't.
I would have.
No, you wouldn't.
I would have.
You ain't seen Naked and Afraid then. You will eat a grub, nigga. You hungry.
So you're telling me that women are in that much of a emergency mode that they have to just settle for any nigga that's building a wall and he got a little bitty wall?
Nah, you need someone to help. You know, this nigga may not have all the equipment to build a wall like you have, but this nigga got some skills. He can know how to build. He know how to put the mortar in. This nigga can lift bricks. He can put his weight towards the fucking wall.
Nah.
You need to get
a
nigga.
A Walmart worker could not hold their weight in my life. Sorry.
Nigga.
No.
Stop.
No, nigga, your check is like $250, $300. Nigga, that ain't enough.
No, I just started. More than that.
No disrespect,
I'm
man.
I just started, nigga.
I'm not just starting. I need somebody who's not just starting, too.
No, you don't.
There's somebody for that just starting, motherfucker.
Yeah, it's young
fucking
niggas.
It's like fucking yin and yang, you know what I mean? Where I'm fucking weak, you're strong.
I disagree. Ladies, if you are happy being with the idea of being okay with being single and just having dudes that you fuck the Walmart dude. You ain't got to be with him. You know what I'm saying? I support that idea.
Walmart is the... Okay, we don't have to go that low. There's a level between your executiveness and fucking Walmart that I'm saying you can't just fucking rule out.
And what ladies are saying is that the middle ground people are all the people like Jay Smooth that are dickheads. They're cheating because they got a little money. They got a nice little car, a nice little house. So they're doing all the bullshit. The top tier, high echelon dudes, they're married and taken. So all that's left is that dude that's just starting out. And he's a great dude, but he's just fucking starting out. Why should they have to come all the way down all these rungs to bring his brand new ass up? Fuck that. Just be happy.
School that nigga.
Nah, see, that's not realistic. Anyway, okay, listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in. I'm sure that we'll have a lot more comments in the Slack.
See, this is why I don't fucking get, because they have my attention, motherfucker, for a few minutes just talking that bullshit in the live chat. See, this
and
why
they don't know you got a microphone, right?
This is why I don't get involved with this, you know, as much like I should. Because I go in on that, especially that motherfucker, first alley cat to work a goddamn Family Dollar security guard, motherfucker, this FBI. She don't know where the fuck she work. I'm just saying, she be lying. She ain't got a fucking man. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
But you already know what you said about her.
What I said about her?
That fire.
Nigga, are you crazy as fuck? That broad pussy probably ain't shit.
What are you doing?
I'm just saying. It probably ain't. I mean, she talking about shit. Hey, because I'm going to tell you how you know. This how you know when a chicken pussy ain't shit.
You doubling down.
Hey, look. What is that called? What you say when you do to your pictures?
Edit?
No, what is that shit you say?
Filters?
Hey, this how you know you ain't got no good pussy. When you got filters on all your pictures... I'm just saying.
So you got nudes?
You got filters on all his pictures.
No, I don't.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. I thought he was admitting he got some nudes from First Alley Cat with filters on them.
No, nigga. I don't need shit from First Alley Cat. I don't need shit from that bra.
You did say shit. You did say shit at that fire.
First of all, you got to make a certain amount of money for me to fuck with you. That's real shit. I don't fuck with you if you don't make enough money.
What are you
got to be in a certain tax bracket to fuck with Smooth. I'm just saying. I mean, if I'm going to lose my job, goddamn it. I mean.
He's a parrot. He sound like what I said.
Right.
Family Dollar ain't going to help.
You don't even know.
Security guard ain't going to help. Don't lose your job,
nigga. What's wrong with you?
Nigga, you know you ain't never seen me without out of work. I'm going to keep a job.
She could be general manager.
Nigga. Yeah, right. Okay. Right. I'm just saying.
From what I've seen, First Alicat is working all the time. She's always at work.
Nigga, you have to. Nigga, $8 an hour. Nigga, shit, you gotta make up.
Wow.
Nigga, shit.
First Alicat, keep getting them checks, man.
I know, shit. Yeah.
You know you can buy a house in
nigga, it's cheap in Louisiana, nigga.
Yeah.
Louisiana house is like $10,000.
Five, nigga.
Nigga, you can get a motherfucker a 600 square foot home.
You can get a fucking tax refund and go get a couple
Nigga, the government is allowing you to get a free house.
She's in there training store employees. I think she's making enough money to help.
Is that right?
I don't know.
She might be just a trainer.
Nonetheless, I don't like how you keep the different energy. You was talking about that she got that fight earlier.
Nigga, ain't no. You said that Brian got that fight. Y'all full of shit.
J-Mac.
Hey, like, you motherfuckers lying. You motherfuckers lying.
I can tell.
And if anybody got that fight, hey, it's only one motherfucker I know in the Slack that got the fight. And I ain't got to call no names. She know who she is. You know what I'm saying? Why y'all get quiet? Moneybag.
Who you talking about?
Nobody. I ain't say shit, bro.
Bro, you wrong, bro.
What? Yeah.
Moneybag got that fire?
Nah,
is that
nigga,
what you
I don't know. Moneybag. Wow. Hey, y'all stay tuned to Slack because Twin says she going to call me out of motherfucking Slack.
But she gonna come with that AK.
And she got a good job, too?
Nah, nigga, you just I know. I'm supposed to be going to Dallas to see her.
You're like a walking advertisement for her.
Don't put
her.
A location in
you are not going
bro.
To Dallas to see anybody.
If you're looking for a woman successful that's got, you know, something going for her, and according to Jay Smooth, got that fire. Holla at your girl. I mean, what are you doing? You like a walking advertisement for her, like
for me and her?
No, for her. Just period. Like you telling everybody out there, like you know.
I didn't say she had the fire. I said something. I
no. You hollered Twin when you said I ain't gonna mention no names, and then you
he
paused
said
for a second.
Money bag. I don't know if
money bags. That's what
I
you said.
I think that's highly disrespectful. Regardless.
No, fuck that.
I mean, you know,
what are you referring to?
No, titties?
No,
nigga, no.
Jimmy Mac is hilarious.
Those are fun bags.
Oh, fun bags.
Those are money bags.
I knew those were some bags. I just couldn't get which bags they were. I didn't.
Nigga, you stupid, nigga. Hey, I'll be honest. For the record, I never disrespect my baby twin.
You have right, disrespected twin? Her several times. I want you to let you know that I don't like it. I don't think anybody else likes it.
When I mentioned Twin as money bag, right? Twin has never motherfucking spent no money on me like that.
Too late.
Ever. I'm just saying.
So now you're creating a perception of her that's not even real. When I made
the comment money bag, it wasn't meant to be put like that as far as a derogatory term towards her. Okay. Did I say that right?
Yeah, but I don't understand what you mean. I don't know how she could have took that in a nice way. Yeah.
I tried to break it down to my baby, let her know before the motherfucking show aired.
Okay, she has a man, so that's not your baby.
I'm the man.
I'm going to speak for that dude because he's not here to hear
you. Fuck that. That shit is done. When I motherfucking get to Texas, it's done.
Okay.
But you know that smooth.
Next fucking topic, nigga.
No, that's it. Listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in. And make sure you hit us up. Please comment on this show. Send us an email. Go to the website, nonsenseshow.com. Click on the contact us. You can leave us an anonymous message about how you feel about our statements on this show today.
And Smooth don't give a fuck what y'all say about him.
In the Slack, you already know how to get in touch with us. You know what we haven't had in a long time? Give us a review on iTunes. If you haven't yet, give us a review. We don't really like 4-star and below, so I prefer a 5-star review. Some people don't care. They want 1s and 2s. I want a 5. So give us a review. Give us a 5-star. Make sure if you're not a premium subscriber so far, I can only imagine what our premium's going to be like this week, but go to rareSonnets.com. That's RareSonnets.com/register so that you can sign up for our monthly subscription. It's only $5. You get access to all of the No Nonsense Show archives. You get the Friday show, the What We Learn after show, and you get the premiums from all of us, as well as King Kunta and Baylor the Great. So besides that, is that it, guys?
That is it.
Yeah, pretty sure.
Keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us. And we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.